We are on Daf Kuf Yud Amid Beis. We're in the middle of a boy of Rab Zeire. Rab Zeire klar da shayle, the kahanim that get the keren by gezel ager, is it a gather of mekabli matone, and therefore, if they got 10 behemis, they're would not be a chiyuv to be mafrish maisa behime, because a matone is potter from maisa behime, or is it a gather of Yerusha, and Yorshim achayiv b'maisa behime? That was the shaila. Is Toshma, where three lines before the lines start getting wide, Toshma esrim ba'arba maton matnis kohune nitnu la'arin abono. There are 24 matnis kohune which were given to Aaron abono, v'kulo nitnu b'chlal uprat ochlal, u'bris melech. This is in the Parshas Korach, where it speaks about the matnis kohune, so they were given in a klal prat ochlal, u'bris melech, that says bris melech also. Is kol ha-mekayimon ki'ilu mekayim klal uprat uklal ubris melech. Kol ha-iver aleihem ki'ilu iver al klal uprat uklal ubris melech. Let us see what this means. Zarashi says, v'chlal uprat uklal l'chol kotshe b'nei Yisrael l'chol nesatim l'moshcha klal. וזה יהיה לך מקודש הקדוש מן האש, פורט כל מתונה בפני עצמי, so here the Torah was מפרט all the פרוטים, וכל תרומת הקדוש חוזר וכל, והודר כסיב בריס מלך אוילמו בסוף הפרשה. כל המקיימו, so ever is מקיים, מתנס כהונה, כי לא קיים, כל התורה כולו, שניתנו לדרוש בכלל ופרט וכלל, וכאילו קיים כל הקורבונס שניתנו בהן בריס מלח. דבוין, I don't understand clear what this Indian is of skilos mekayim kol ha-teira kulo שניתנו לדרוש בכלל ופרט וכלל. He was killing Mekayim, all the Kabbonis. So Kabbonim, now the Braise starts being Mefaret, the 24 Matnes Kuhuna. Ve'eluhain. Eser b'migdosh, there are 10 Matnes Kuhuna, which are b'migdosh. Ve'dalet b'irushalayim. Ve'eser b'gvulim. Eser b'migdosh, chatos b'heimo, v'chatos ha'oiv. Vashem Vadai, Vashem Toli, Vizivchei Shalmitzibur, Vulek Shemin Shalmitzoiro, Umoisa Ha'oimer, Ushtei Alechem, Vilechem Aponim, Ushiyori Menoches. Let us see what Rashi says on this. Esa Bemigdosh, Nechal, Lifniminakloim, Esbi, Skaitish Kadoshim, Abba Birishalayim, Becholeir, Eser b'gvulin ba'orei Eretz Yisrael. Oshem v'adai chamisha hein, this chamisha shomis, gzeilois, me'ilois, shivcha charufe, nozer u'metzoire. V'chat choshiv lo, all the oshem, the oshem v'adai, it's nichlal in one oshem v'adai, but it's kailal all these five ashomis. Oshem toli, Boal Sophie Koris, Shloi Noida Loi Shaova Vadai Sheyovi Chatos. He doesn't know, Ochalachas Mishtei Chatiches, doesn't know if it was Chaylev, or it was not Chaylev, or Shumin. So he brings Aloshim Vadai, Aloshim Toli Yatshe Noida Loi. Vizivchei Shalmei Tzibo, Kibsei Atzeres. These are the Kvosim that have brought Shvuas, Shenikro Shlomim. Kidrsiv Ushnei Chvosim Bnei Shono Lezevach Shlomim. So that's why it's called Shalmei Tzibur. It's Shlomim, but it's a Kovim Tzibur. וקודשי קדושים הם, וקודש קדושים, כדכסיד קודש יהיו להשם לקיים, ונחולים לפנים מן הכלוי. ולויג שמן של מצוירו, מה שנשאר בלויג, ויציקו לחף קוים של השמאלס, whatever is left over in the לויג, after the יציקו נחל לכהנים, לסניה במנוחס ובזבוחים, לכל קורבנם, לרבי סלויג שמן של מצוירו, דונמי קורי קורבן, תחסיב והקריב אויסוי לאושם, וסלויג השומת. סבי סלויסי זה דין הקרובת. סמך לי לקרוא כמה בקודש קדוש אם תלך לנו ויקח קירח. So this is המתנס קונה that is במקדוש. מייסר האימה מנחס האימה נקמצס ושיריה נחולים ושיריים הנחל תדכהנים וכל המנוחס קודשי קדושים הן כדרסיב לישייפה אולוב חומץ. And it says later in the פוסק, it says קודש קדושים. קודש קדושים הן. So it's ושיורי מנוחס, כל מנוחס הנקמוצס מנחס נדובה, ומנחס חייטי, ומנחס חייטי. This is all קודש קדושים. Now let's get back to the Gemara. Va'arba b'Yerushalayim. There are four that are nechel b'Yerushalayim. Ha'b'chayra, ba'abikurim, amurim min ha'toida ve'el nozer, ba'oireis kadosh. Ve'eser b'gvulim. And there are ten that are nitim b'gvulim. Trume, trumes maisa, v'chale, v'reishis ha'geis, v'amatonis, זרויל חיים וקייבה, ופידין הבן, ופידין פתח המויר, סטי אחוזה, סטי חרומים, וגזל הגר. קורי מייס מתונה, so these are called מתנס כהונה. שמה מינו מקבלי מתונה סבו, שמה מינו. לא דסי רעשי, הבחירה בחיר תם נחל בכל העיר, it's קודשים קלם. וכן הביקורים צריכים חיימה, ויש בי נחל ירושלים, כדכסיב אכלתם שום, לפני השם אלוקיכם, ואום מאמר תומס יוטרה אילו ביקורים. והמורם מתוידו, חזי ושויק, וארבע חלויס מארבע מינים שבו, This is when the Matnas Kuna to the Koyin. Chalais, Rikikim, Chomitz, Rebuchim. Rsiv, Hikrimena, Echad, Mikol, Korben, Truma, Lashem, Lakoyin, Azairik. So this is from the Matnas Kuna. Vahamuram, Me'el Nozer, Zroya, Bishaylo, Vahala, Barokik. Vahazay, Vishoik, Shal Shlomim, Vahlal Toido. That also goes into Toido. The Toida Shlomim Ikri. Anach Tarti Toida Vel Nozer, Mishum De Damien La Dodi, Choshu Lu Bechod, Kedoma Beshrit Aschulam Beperek Azeroi. Vaoirais Kadoshim. Oirais Oilo Vechatois Vashomis. The Oirais that belong to the Kahanim, are Oirais Tatke from Kodshe Kodshim, Oilo Chatos and Oshom. אבל קודשים קלים, אירייסיים לביילים. כדי יאמר בזבוכים בפרק תבויים. נערה שיזקה ש, וואי אירייס קודשים, ותוני בה קודשי קודשים, לחייר את המסחלק, the base המקדוש. I mean, they didn't take the קולבן out of the base המקדוש, they were מפשיט, they were mafshit, the oil on the chattas in the base of Mikdash, it was nechel, they didn't take it out. And the oiras were mischal, kahanim, in the base of Mikdash. So, lechoyre, why did the Tana put oiras kochim in Yerushalayim? This is what this is after Yerushalayim. If we'll speak about the mokim chaluke is in the Mikdash. we're speaking about the Mokim HaShimush. It's Begvulun also. You could, after Kohen got the Eir is Chulun. He could do whatever he wants with it. So how does Yerushalayim come in over here? This problem, this is what bothered Rashi. Mishimhochi kachoshim lo bahadi hanach de Yerushalayim. Lemutei, what does Yerushalayim mean? Lemutei da'enach shovim bahadi hanach de Gvulim. You don't stick it in the Gvulim. And those, the Matnes Kuhne of Gvulim. Bahani Eiris, Le Misyayv Lohu, Elo B'Yerushalayim. The Eiris are given in Yerushalayim. P.S. That means the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is also Yerushalayim. So it says, the Mokim HaChaluke was the Beis HaMikdash. It was Mishalik of the Beis HaMikdash. So that's why it wasn't Misyayv Lohu, it was given to them in Yerushalayim, which is the Beis HaMikdash. So put in the Mikdash, Bahadei Hanach the Mikdash Lechoshev, Elahanu di Navki Chutz Lekloim Mifsul B'Yoytzei. That means those that are mentioned the Mikdash means that can only be Nechel B'Mikdash. That's all the Kodesh Kodoshim. There's a Psul Yoytzei. So he didn't want to put the Oireis in the, together with the Kodesh HaMikdash, because there's no Psul Yoytzei over there. He didn't want to put it by Kodesh Gvulim because it's not Mischalik B'Gvulim. So he said Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is not is a parve. The Beis HaMikdash is also in Yerushalayim. So they said that way. That's called the Dalet B'Yerushalayim. But really, he means it was Mischalik and the Mikdash. V'zdei achuze shekdishu abayleo v'loy ga'olo umocha gizbo. Shalekech machzir b'yoyvor mischalekes l'kahan. Stay charomim Yisrael shechim musadayim. Gezel ager namikorilei matnas gvulim. Why is this called matnas gvulim? Shimnosnu l'koyen amishma chutz l'Yerushalayim yotzo. It can be given chutz l'Yerushalayim. Ve'elishoma yala l'Yerushalayim lahakrib. Can give it to the Kohen chutz l'Yerushalayim. The Kohen HaMishmah, then when he comes to the, it was given him some before he was oila for the Mishmah, he gave it to him. And then the Kohen brings it to the Beis HaMikdash, and then there'll be mechalike between all the Kahanim. So that's what it's called Kodshei HaGvul, because Matnas Gvulim, Shinosn Lokem Emish Mechutz Lushlaim Yotze. Let us see Taisvis. Zuk Taisvis, Bechlalo Prato, Chlalo Beris Melach, Achshmait Mefesh Bekazeroye, Pegezel Ager. Now, that what Rashi said, Gezel Ager is called Kodshi Agvul, Teima Amai Choshiv Gezel Ager Meyasor Begvulim, Vecheheche Da'oma Rove. Rove said, Oshem Karye Rachmone. Echzirei Balaylo Lachatzoim Loyotso Da Oshem Karye Rachmone. The Karen is Dini of a Korban. If you gave it to, just like avoid this possible Balaylo, so if Echzirei Balaylo is Loyotso. Ochinami Merzirim Begvulun Loyotso Kedin Oshem. Factoisis, why is it that way? If it's called an osham, that has dinei osham, that has to be returned by yayim. So an osham has to be brought to the Beis HaMikdash. So mamela, if the keren is a din osham, you have to bring the money to the Beis HaMikdash. Teres Chaim wants to tain on Teisves, Teres Chaim wants to say, even though the Torah called it Osham, there are some in Yonim, it can't mean that it has a din Osham, you bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. You're not allowed to be Machnes Chulun Bazoret. It says when they were, you're not allowed to go up to the Beis HaMikdash Ba'Pundosa, you're not allowed to bring Chulun Bazoret. Machlokes HaRishayim God. You're allowed to bring Chulun in the Zoret. Someone wants to bring Stamazai Chulun Dikaperis in the Zoret. Not talking about Chulon shenishchetu bazor. That's zicher also. But the stam is to bring chulon in the azore. So there's a machlokes rishayne. So the Teres Chaim paynes. I mean, how can you say it can't be that you bring? They have to bring the. We come into the Beis Hamikdash. Have $10,000. The mitten azore. No, where's the gizmo giving $10,000? Everything stops. We go. I mean, you don't bring money into the Beis Hamikdash. As they tie it to Teres Chaim. So kochach osham. And he asks the divin, says, what if he gambled, what if he gazled a chayfet? He gazled a keili. That's tomei. And the keili is bad. So he can also bring it to the base of Mikdash. Not to bring a keili tomei to the base of Mikdash. So kochoch, he says, you have to realize that the shame osham does not go on this. Upon him faces, for some reason, others find their main, there's a mitzvah to bring it, so there's no problem. Zok to Gemara weiter, Nosan es hakesef lanshei Mishnah. Now, let us, we hear in the Mishnah, as follows. Nosan hakesef lanshei Mishnah umeis, ein ayoshim yecheilon lahaitzim yadam, Shenemar isha sheyitain lakoyin lo yiyye. That means he brought the kesef, nosna kesef la anshe mishma, so they were zeichen the kesef, and then he died, ein ayoshim yechayim lo hitzi miyodo, because they were zeichen already in the kesef. We hear that's what the Mishnah says. Ho yemales ha kesef umeis, if he was bringing up the kesef umeis, so the whole reason that he has to bring the kesef is for a kapore. So if he died, ashe suleka kapore, even the mislay, he died. There's no kapore. So the children, his children, the gazel's children, take the kesef. But if he gave the kesef to the anshe mishma already, so they were zeich in the kesef, so finished. They were zeich in the kesef, so the children can go and take it. It's found out more than the Gemara. Omar Abaye, Shema Mino, kesef mechapa machtze. That means we know the Oshim is mechapa. So Abaye said the kesef that is nitan to the Kahani, Amishma is also Mechaper. The Eloi Mechaper, because if the Kesef is not Mechaper, Havamina Meheda Liyoshim. Then if it's not Mechaper, so you should taine, so give it back to the Yoshim. Lamaisa, he's not going to have a Kapol, not going to be Makrib on Oshim, he died already. So if the kesef is not mechaper, so you should return it to the Yoshim. My time adaita dohochi layoivle. Let's see what Rashi says. That means he gave the kesef because he thought he's going to, the kesef is ma'akev the hakrovas hakolm. You can't be ma'akev the kolm. Kozman, you don't bring the kesef. He brought the kesef. So if we will say the kesef is only the kesef is only a chetimtze to be makiv the kolm. He wanted to be makiv the kolm. Now he died. So lemaise, so he can't be makiv the kolm. So let him tie if I would have known that he's, let him tie if he would have known that he's going to die, he never would have given the kesef. Because what's out of the kesef? He doesn't have anything. The whole inyan of the kesef is, L'tzayrech kaporosoi. And the Gemara understood the kapore of the Yoshim. You can't. But now he's not going to have a kapore of the Yoshim. So if he would have known that he would die before the akrovas Yoshim, and that would have given the kesef. So it's an asina betoy. It's like a tnai. But I'm giving you, if I'll have a tielis from it, if I won't have a tielis from it, I'll die to doch, I'm not giving it to you. And the Mishnah says that they keep it. Is a raya, you have a teyelis from it. The kesef is mechapa. this is the lashon of the Chazanish is habekiila hisne. If it's not a kapore, shim yomo stay nesinosay betayle. V'yein kesef mechaper mechze stom habiketnai. It's like an ansadi. So a male, but since kesef is mechaper, so now not only there's no tnai, he was mechuyev to give the kesef. I mean, he's mechuyev to give whatever kapori, he was mechuyev to give the kesef, because the kesef is mechaper. The kiva the mechaper machtze, mechuyev behechelzit in kesef. Afim lo yovay adobo lavos osham. The kesef alone is mechaper. You mechuyev, I mean, it's not on the scene, if you would have known, you mechuyev, whatever you mechuyev to do, you mechuyev to do. So Lamaisa, you were mechuyev to give the kesef. Fine. Adaita dahochi lo yoivle. Frekte gemora murdike kashe. So he's saying, murdike, you say this. That a person gave something, and then he died. So if he would not have derived benefit from this, so it's ki'ilo, he was masne, that this whole nesina is, if I'll derive benefit from it. If I won't derive benefit from it, I'm not giving it to you. So what's with achato shemesa bailel? A person was mafresh achatos, right? And then he died. So what happens? So the achatos dies. You kill the achato shemesa bailel is oimid lomos. So let's say, if he would have known, busata from the bang, nothing from the bang. If he would have known that the chatas would, that he would die, he'd never be mafrish the chatas. So it's ke'ilu, he was masne, being making this for a chatas, if I'll derive benefit from this chatas. But if he's going to die, he's not making it for a chatas, so it's an umdene. That ke'ilu, the Gemara says, like the Gemara says by the Karen also, there's an umdene. If it wouldn't be mechaper, so there's an umdene, he did not mean to give it if it won't gain teyelus from it. So say the same thing by achatos. Omri chato shemeisu bale hilchus segemira lo de la misa oslo. Salach la moishe mi sinai la tzeilach lomos. Rekta chazaynish, bus help me aloch la moishe mi sinai. The Gemara asked Akasha that the whole Hegdish was only if he's going to get a Teyelus from it. If he's not going to get a Teyelus from it, so he's not Magdish it. So what's the chat? There's Alach L'Moshe Misinai that a Teyelach Lomus. He says, what, you mean to say that it's Chulin and it's Teyelach Lomus? That's Ichanat Mestaba. So what's the chat in the Gemara? Azefek Techazaynish. Zek Techazaynish. Hilchas Gemira lo, that this is a tnai in afroshes achatos shetiye kedushoso bein lahakrove bein lemisa. That means when a person makes achatos, so ki'ilu he was given a questionnaire. Rabid, you're making this for achatos. Somar en rochel bitraktano. If you're going to die, do you want that it should be achatos shemesa baler netzaylech lemisa? Yes or no? Say, no, I don't want it. Fine. So this chattas is, he can be much of this chattas. This is a condition in the Kolben chattas. Hilchus the Gemiri law. The chattas has to have these qualifications. If you'll be alive, it'll be merchapa. If you'll die before it, it's heilach lemisa. That's the tznoim in hilchus chattas. You want it, it's good. If not, it won't be merchapa. So that's the hilchus the Gemiri law. The Torah said, Achatus is only mechapa for his. It's under this understanding that if you'll die, it's heilach lemisa. And if not, it's not mechapa. Azizik tachazenish. Ela ma'ata osham shemesu bailov leipik lechulim. Tadati dahochi leafrishay. Also the same thing. If he would know that he was going to die, and this will be heilach lemis, it's l'riye. Also the same thing. If you want to bring an Oshem, that's the condition. We have to accept all the conditions that if you're going to die, the Oshem will be Royachi Yistayv, and the Domov is Oilakai Tzemizbech. Fine. But again, but the Abayev said, Amir Dikevot. Abaye had said, without these terutzim, that the Karen is mechaper and here, that if a person did something, and something else happened, and if he would have known that this would have happened, he never would have done it. So Skilo, he was hisne, he kilo, he made a tnai, for there was no tnai beferish, but sanansadi, sanumdene, keilo hisne, that if this will happen, so I'm not doing what I'm doing. Isha married a husband, and the husband died, and now she's falling for Mukeshchen. If she would have known that the husband is going to die, she never would have married him because he has a brother Mukeshchen. So she would have known she'd have to fall to Mukeshchen, she never would have married him. Ever the Gemara Hosam Anan Sadi, the Menach Nechala, Bacholdu, Kereshlokish, Domereshlokish, Tabla Mesev, Tandu, Milamesev, Amalai. And the woman is afraid with, we'll see soon what Pshat is. Let us see Rashi. Adaita Dochi, Baitavale Kapora, Tepekul Chulam, Laitazel Amisa. Al sofik ze shim yomus tizokek lachiv tandu guf shnayim kloime ishe im baila koldohu im bal koldohu nechala. So I just like to say over the chazaynish that says pshat this Rashi as follows. There's another way to learn Pshat in this Gemara. And the Mordechai learns the second way Pshat, the Mordechai being Zayin Maram Merutenberg. And Rashi did not want to learn like the Maram Merutenberg. The Maram Merutenberg learned Pshat that the Gemara Estakasha, if she would have known that her husband is going to die and she'll fall for a Mukeshchin, so she never would have married him. So it's a kedusha. It's like she made a tnai b'shasta kedushin. If you're going to die, I'll fall for mukeshchin. I never want to become a kedushas. Shteitin Mordechai azay. We don't say that. Why don't we say that? Because there's no such an ansadi. I feel that to fall to mukeshchin is echnish kefelach. Azay zikt Mordechai. So the Mordechai, but what is, we'll have a different scenario. We'll have a scenario that the brother of her husband is Amuma. Ooh, Amuma? Ooh, wow. And that heaven and Sadi. That don't tell me Tav Lemesev Tandu. She's Sefriden with Amuma also. So Mamelis of the Ma'am Rutenberg said, this is the Shitas HaGoinim. The Goinim said, Amir Dikizach. The Goinim said, if a husband died without children, and the Yavam is a mumma, she doesn't fall a Yibam. Why, what, and where the Goinim didn't say. So, the Maram Merutmik, oh, the Mekair is this Gemara. The Gemara, the Mekair is the Gemara Babakam. That the Gemara Babakam says that, Chayra, we should say, if she would have known that her husband is died. And she'll have to fall tamukeshchin. She never married her husband. It's keilu. She spoke this out peshas the kedushin. And the Gemara says no. Tav lemeisav tandum lemeisav amala. No. There's no such an ansadi. Don't say that she would have known. The woman is happy with any type of husband. So he says that's tamukeshchin. But Muma, don't tell me Tavul Meisav Tandu, Samamela. So here we'll say like the Gemara's Kasha, if she would have known that she'll fall to Muma, He never would have got married. Fine. That's how the Maram Merutenberg learned Pshat in this Gemara. Rashi did not want to learn like that Pshat in this Gemara, Zikta Chazaynich, for two reasons. One reason, the Gemara says that Hanisha, that husband came and look at Shechin, the Bezdin will force him to give a get. She can find that she can't be able to look at Shechin. A second reason is a Gemara, the Gemara learns out from a Pasuk, we'll see, the Gemara says, what if Anisha falls for Mukeshrin, and she doesn't want to be Nisyabim? So we learn that from a Pasuk, he can't force her to be Nisyabim. Because, so you see, a Mukeshrin is, not an ideal, marriage. So that's why Rashi learned a different shot in the Gemara. Rashi said, you don't have the Menach Nechalol is Kaddish Larishin Shusholim Al Sofik Zeh Shimyok Yomos Tizokik Lochim. That means if she'd be Shoykel now, that means now she's marrying someone. We don't know what's going to be. He might die. Good. Anything is possible. And then if he dies, she'll fall, have to fall to Mukeshchin. But who says, maybe he won't die. So to say that because of this suffix, the Menach Nechel is Kaddish L'Rishin Shoshon, a suffix that means even though there's such a tzad, she still is not injecting a tenai in the Kedushin that if he'll die, she never got married to him. We don't even non-tzad, even though the Gemara says, they say pshat not it's an ansadi. You don't have an ansadi the loy nechala, because really it's bom shebalei. I mean, she never said a word over here. Now we have to make a tenai. We have to make a tenai that if he's going to die, she never, and she'll have to fall to a mukeshchin. She never married him. There's no an ansadi. Could be that. That she's masking to get married to him, even though there's such a tzad, without making such a tnai. That's how the Chazani says Harashi Lemshad. But Batsim, we have now a different problem. We just opened up a can of worms over here. We said the Gemara says in Yevamis, in the Makis, that if Anisha falls to Mukeshchin, you can't force her to be Nisyabim because. So what's the whole problem over here? So what's the whole problem? So the Beis Meir seems to be ma'ira this kasha. The Beis Meir says that falling to a mukeshchin, knowing that, you can't force me to get yibum and I'll have to give chalitza is a mum beinani. It's not enachnami, but it seems to, it's an uncomfortable situation. It's not horrifying, but it's an uncomfortable situation that she'll have to fall to mukeshchin and then she'll come to bezna. She doesn't want to become the shabam and bezna. I mean, and again, some maise. It's not an ideal situation. It's a mum beinani. And that, the Gemara says, there's no anansadi she wouldn't want. If it be a mum godu, then could be, we do say anansadi. It's a mum beinani. That's what the Beis Meir seems to say. Others seem to say that the Gemara's kasha was, why do you need a posik to tell me that you can't force her to be nisyabim? Takert. Without the Pasha, she won't fall even. She's not married. There's an ansadi. She never got married. That was pshat in the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara's kasha is, why do you need the posik? A woman that's falling without this posik, she also won't be nishyabim because there's an ansadi, kilu hisna, that if she'll fall, he'll die, and she'll fall to mukeshchin, she never wanted to marry him. Let us see Taisvitz. Kesef mechapa machze. Mikan nire de koyin eine yochel limchel kiven bahavi kapol. Taisvis lechere means to say as follows. The Gemara asked a kashe that let this person time it, that if I would have known that I'm going to die, I won't have a kapora, I never would have given you. So Taisera Kasha, and Shuldik, there's another cheshbon over here, this Tashlumei Gzeila, and you're returning the gezel. You have a kapora also, but you're returning the gezel. I mean, what would be, let's talk about, not gezel again, let's talk about Yisrael. I was a gezel Yisrael. And then he swore on his maida, now he's to bring a kol. So we'll say, so go and return the, so what's it in? So you turn the gezel to the Baalim and you bring the kolben to the Beis HaMikdash. But the Gemara also asks such a kasha, he gave it to the Baalim and then he died. Ooh, if he would have known that he's going to die and he won't be able to bring the kolben, he would never have given it to the Baalim. I mean, shem yishamayim. You're a gazlan, you own the money. Good. There's a bonus. There's a bonus also that, you give the money, you can bring the kapora. Fine. But lemaise, you own the ezaschus and the money. You gave him the money. So finish. How can you say such a cheshbon? So the teretz is because over there you take own the money. You take own the money. Down the kapora meyache. You own take the money. You stole from him. By kahanim, you don't owe them the money. Who are they? The he gazled from a ger. The ger died. So the Torah says you give the kahanim. So pshat is you owe them the money. The gezel goes to them. Al kolchoch, if the Gemara says that there's al kolchoch, the whole nesina to them is only the tzeirich kapor, either to enable the kapor of the osham. So my mail, then we have a good kasha, but there's no osham. So my, or that alone is a kapora. But it's not to pay up the gezel because they're not mechotonim in the gezel. I mean, you don't owe them anything. It was not stolen from them. You don't owe them anything. So therefore, Taisva says the whole concept of mechila is only applicable. The nigzel could be mechil. You owe me the money. It's a kapora also. So it could be by paying up the gezel, you become this kapa. But pshat is, you owe me the money, so I'm a bailam to be meichel. But by kahanim, you don't owe them the money. The whole thing is only, if you give the kohen the money, he gets a kapora. That gazlan will get a kapora. So who is the kohen to say I'm meichel you? You don't owe the kohen the money. That's the only way you can get a kapora. So be meichel you, so you get a kapora. He's not a bailam to be, you need a kapora, Rabbi. And the only way you can get a kapora is by giving the money to the kohen. So Taisva says, you can't hear the kohen and you're chalim chalkim and davi kapora. Da daiti da hochi le kitcha napsha. Nire de benofla mina eres and airi. This whole gemara that the gemara asked Akasha, the Gemara asked Akasha that if she would have known that her husband is going to die and she's going to fall Tamuk Yishchin, she never would have married him. So the whole Gemara's Kasha is not Lemina Eiris and Eiri. The Imin and Nesuin, if there was Nesuin already, Vadi Mekatsha Nafsha, Kedei Shetei Nesua Labayla. I mean, a person would Zicha make Nesuin, the Mishum Achal Mises Baila Lemaska Anav Shemeliyas Nesuit. She won't be Mavki herself on Nesuit. I mean, there's benefits in Nesuit. So, I wouldn't have done it. I mean, there's benefits in Nesuit. You wouldn't have done it on the Tzad. Maybe he might die later. The Yizicha would not be Mevata these benefits of Nesuit. Elomin Eiris and Eiri. The Mikidushin Ein Lo Shum Taiva. Here pshat is like this. Here pshat is that what does she have now? An arusa has nothing. No. She has nothing whatsoever. She's konita, but she has no benefits from the erison. So memela. So here the Gemara held the Tanan Sadi. So if she would have known that he's going to die out arus. And she'll have nothing from the Eresin, and all she'll have is that she'll fall to Amuk Yishchin, she never would have married him. she made a tenai that if you're going to die, would marry. But that's something with Basheru Shom, she doesn't have any benefits whatsoever. So that's what Taisi says. So Rav Moshe Tainis, he says, Abizai, this state of Murdik Echidish Tor. So what does the Gemara say? Tav Lameisef Tandu. But it's still worthwhile, Lameisef Tandu, with all the Cheshbainis. Bus Hachi Taka from the Erison. Itainis Taisvis is a Murdik Edoichik. To say that Tav Lameisef Tandu goes on Erison. That's Rav Moshe's Tainis. He wants to say there's a machlekes harishonim in this. Vim taima, fractaisus a moiridike kasha. Abaye had opened up a moiridike rayon over here, that if something later happens, and so we could say, if I would have known, I would have made a tnai that if this is going to happen, I'm not making this whole transaction. Bimtaima Odom Shekona Mechavere Shimdovo, Pniskalkul, Yibota Lamekach, Adaita Dohochi Loikone. So the Nesivi says it's speaking about such a thing, speaking about that, let's say a person bought a behemoth, he didn't use the behemoth yet, and all of a sudden the behemoth has a heart attack, the behemoth dies, or the behemoth is run over. So what did he hear from the, he had nothing from this Kenyan, he had no benefit from the Kenyan. So Mamela, so let him be Mavatal the Mekach. If I would have known that the Baim is going to die, I mean, we're not saying it's your fault. It's the same thing over here also, when the others died, or he died. But if he would have known that this is going to happen, so he has no benefit whatsoever from this transaction, so never would have made the transaction. The Gemara says there's such a Svoritzki, Ilu Hisne, that this is going to happen, that we're not making this transaction. Yeshloim the hosam lav bekeich luchude talya milse, el kamoi kem bedas moicha. I mean, by a mekech and memka, there's two sides to the coin. There's two people that are making this transaction. Lekeich says, yeah, if I would have known the behem is going to die, I never would have bought it. Fine. But the moicha is not maskim to this. The moicha, there's no anantadim itzad the moicha. I'm selling it to you. If it's going to die, that's your hard luck. Unless you speak out. So Mamela, here you can make a non-sadi, and it's Kilo he spoke out because the Meichazich isn't masking. So Mamela, he didn't speak out, so there's no such a non-sadi. Here it's only Negeya her, the Kedushin. He died. Him it's not Negeya whatsoever. That means this Tnai doesn't bother him in the least. He made Erison with her. So Mamela, and if she would have said, Beferish, If you're going to die, I don't want Erison to be chal. So he's masking to this, Ruskei Temon. That, he's going to die, so he has nothing from this Erison. And then she doesn't want to become an Arusa if she's going to die, Mechateisi. So here, this Nai is a double muskim, Mibezat Stodem. So the Gemara held, so even though it was not spoken out, but it's an understood Nai. All these things are only dependent on the Noisen. He's Magdish. I mean, so if there's an Ansadi, he doesn't want to be Magdish. If there's an Ansadi, he doesn't want to be Magdish if this will happen, if he's going to die, so that's at Nai in the Hegdish. That it's nine in the scene also. I'm giving it to you. I'm giving it to you because I want to have a kapor. If I won't have a kapor, I'm not giving it to you. So all these are non-sadis that should work. It's there for the Lord to say, and each thing, a besondere cheshbin, that kesev mechape machtze. Zog the Gemara weiter. Nosan as a kesev le yoriv. We hear in the Mishnah, Nosan a kesev le yoriv. Yoriv was the first Mishma. Yedaya was the second Mishma. And with the halacha is, that you cannot be makim the kodem until the kesev is given. Now, Tana Rabbana, Nosan Osham Leyayariv. This Gazlan gave the Osham to Yayariv, which is the Mishmah before Yedaya. The Kesef Leyedaya, and then he gave the Kesef Leyedaya. Yachzer Kesef Eitzel Osham. So Yedaya has to give the Kesef to Yayariv. Yachzer Kesef Eitzel Osham, Divrei Rab Yehuda. V'chachomim Oimrim, Yachzer Osham Eitzel Kesef. No, Yayariv has to give the Osham to Yedaya. Frekte Gemore, Heichidomi. What is the case over here? Ilayme diyovilei osham liyayorev bimishmarta. If it's speaking about that he gave the osham to yayorev bimishmarta, that means when yayorev, the mishmeres of yayorev, he brought them the osham. Bimishmarta diyayorev. So we have here some machlokes. He gave the osham to yayorev. He gave the kesef to Yedaya. We have a machlokes. And Rabbi Yehuda says the money goes back to Yayariv. The Chumim say the Oshem goes to Yedaya. Frek the Gemara, Heichidami. What is the case over here? Ilayim the Yoiv lay Oshem li Yayariv b'mishmarti di Yayariv. When it was the Mishmeres of Yayariv, he gave them the Oshem. Fine. The Kesef li Yedaya b'mishmarti di Yedaya. And he gave the kesef to Yedaya b'mishmat Yedaya. Zezoche b'shaloi. Why does one have to give to the other? I mean, there was their mishmeres of Yehoram, there was Eichon the Oshem, the mishmeres of Yutunat the Oshem is alive, and Yedaya was Eichon in the kesef. Omar Ove, Hoche b'mayaskinen diyoiv osham liyayoriv b'mishmarte diyayoriv. No, we're speaking about such a case. It was the mishmeres of yayoriv. Yedaya is next week. It was mishmeres of yayoriv. V'kesef liyedaya b'mishmarte diyayoriv. That means, he wanted to give the money. He knows the kahanim in Yedaya very well. They called him a mele. But the money he wanted to give to the mishmeres of Yedaya, so he gave the money for the mishmeres of Yedaya. They're not next week. They're going to be in the Beis Hamikdash. He gave them the money, and the kovan he gave to Yayariv. Rav Yehuda Sova, given the lav mishmeres to Yedaya, now it's not the mishmeres of Yedaya. So Yedaya shouldn't have taken the money. The money should be given to the Kohen who's the Misha Zeniten, we had. So Vaisis Lechatrila, you have to give, you're giving them the Kohen. They're the ones that are doing the Voidna. You have to give them the Kesef. So Rabbi Yehuda Sova, given the Lav Mishmeres to Yedaya, the Yedaya can sing alike. So we count in Yedaya. Hilkach yachzer kesef eitzel oshem. Rabbi Yehuda holds, you had no right to take it. You're not doing the avodah now. They're doing the avodah. You should have told them to give the money to the yorev mishmeres, and you didn't do it. So we continue. We take away the money. We give it to them. Hilkach yachzer kesef eitzel oshem. The rabbanon sabri shaloi kedinu avid bnei yorev. The Bnei Yayariv had no right to take the Oshem before money is given. Why are you taking an Oshem? You can't be makir b'kol without money. Why are you taking an Oshem? The Kiblu Oshem Mikame Kesef. They did a Gevaldik Avla. They took a Kolben. Why do you take the Kolben for? Tell them, Abid, you're giving the money. The Kolben cannot work without the money. Why are you taking the Kolben? Hilkach. That is the machloikis, Amud and the Chachamim. Who do we count? Let us see what Rashi says. Zeh zoche b'shaloi, v'zeh zoche b'shaloi. So Rashi says, v'nehem ami l'rabbonon, so Rashi also, according to the Rabbonon, there's no kasha zeh zoche b'shaloi. Rabbonon kansen yoyori for taking a korban, which you can't be makriv without asking for the money. Hey, nami la rabbonon, the consul of Yoyorim, the kibul osham, ikame kesef, el rabbi Yehuda, my taina comes li yedaya. What did Yedaya do wrong? That means if a Yedaya, it's now the mishmeres of Yedaya, and he gave them now the money, so that was the Gemara's kasha. So why did he cancel Yedaya? So the Gemara answered, no, that the case that rabbi Yehuda cancel Yedaya was when Yedaya took the money, when Yoyorev was still the Mishmeres of Yoyorev, you shouldn't have taken the money. The money should be given to the Mishmeres that's now doing the Avodah. Tanya. Omar Rabbi, the Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So what does Rabbi Yehuda say? Rabbi Yehuda says that we cancel Yedaya for taking the money when it's not his Mishmeres. Therefore, he has to give back the money to Yoyorev. Amar Rabbi, the Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, im kodmu b'nei Yoyorev, v'krivu es ha'osham. The b'nei Yoyorev went, and they were makrib d'osham, shaloi kedin. They had no right to be makrib d'osham. Yachzer v'yovi osham acher, v'yakrivu b'nei Yedaya. And the b'nei Yedaya should be makrib. Now, Tachsach Mir, the Chazayin Ish says, this case is, what happened over here? What happened over here was that the Oshem was given to b'nei Yoyorev. The Kesef was given to b'nei Yedaya, which was not their Mishma yet. Now, Rabbi Yehuda said, they're not allowed to hold the money. We can't send them. So, in other words, the money was as yet not given. I mean, that was given to Yedaya is irrelevant, because they had no right to take the money. So, Memela, the money is like it wasn't given. So, we have a korban that Yoyorev had. But the money wasn't given yet. That we gave to Yedaya, that is not a kaponim. After the knas, it's not called an asinus kesef. You're not allowed to keep the money. So the money wasn't given yet. And now, Yoyorev went and was makrib d'osha. Yachzer v'yovi osha macher. Now, so he should bring another osha. V'yakrivu b'nei Yedaya. Now already, Yoyorev is a shegetz. That means like this. Not when he took the korban first, Remela. Okay, he holds Yedaya, but he's functioning now. So he took the korban. Maybe we'll still give him the money. To cancel Yoyorev for taking the korban for getting the money, that review holds, we don't cancel that. Fine. Yedaya, he holds, didn't have. You're not doing the avodah now. You shouldn't have taken the money. You have to give back the money to those. Fine. But now, he went, Yoyorev went, was makrib d'oshem. Now Yoyorev is a shegetz. That's a real shegetz. Why were you makrib d'oshem? There's no money. Why are you makrib d'oshem? Now you're a real shegetz. Now we'll cancel you. We'll cancel you that, like this. This korban that you were makrib can throw down the drain. Well, I mean, he didn't have a kapora from it. Now, he gets a new kapora. He needs a new osham, but not to you. We won't give you the osham, we're going to give Yedaya the osham. But it says here, Amar Dikazach, Im kod ne'yor v'kribos osham, yach zavi osham acha v'yikavu b'nei Yedaya, v'zochu alolu b'mashem b'yodom. And then they'll keep the money. You were a shegetz, you were a makrev the korban. Without us, from a male, then they're going to, before we said, they should give you the money. But now that you are makriv the korban, they're going to keep the money, and the korban will go to them and not to you. But, v'zochu alolu b'mesha b'yodom. but yayarev azoiche b'meshe b'yadam. Amri l'may chazi, what were they zoiche? Oshem posalu, it's an oshem posalu, what were they zoiche? Amarove l'oirai, they were zoiche to the oir will belong to yayarev. Let's see what Rashi says. The divrei Rabbi Yud, afo gav the konis leili yedaye, hani mi leheched oshem rishin kayim, di yecheilem b'nei yayarev lakrivoi, boid mishmaltim kayemes o behersha. So then he said, the b'nei yedaye have to give back the money. Avolim kodmu v'ikrivu, b'psu, da oshem abo kaidem akerem posulu, kidem afoyish lekamo. Is dan, yinosin oshem asheni li yedaye. Zmeis lamai chazu, the ktoni zachu, zmeis de zeichen da eil. So let us just see Taisus. Omaro ve loire. Teima da hoche mashme, afilu bepsu koidem zrike. Now, this koven is posel. We'll see it's posel even before shchita, we'll see. I mean, you can't check this koven. This osham without any money, but before the money was given as a posel a koven. V'gam k'sha'oir mechubar adayim bebosa, the oir is mechubar to the bosa, and the bosa is, and it's a kol posel akodin, v'nasa by psul koidim shchite, that means that the shchite was bepsul already, he shechted an osham shevi koidim akesef, v'af al pikein, so that means he shechted a kolben posel, Mishash shchite, the oir is mechubar to the bosa. The bosa is ich a posel. The bosa is also bano. Traktoises, a mehechi teichi, say the oir is muta bano. Bezvochim, beperk, ful yoim, omri, rebi, dam meratza al hoir. The dam can be meratza al hoir, bifnei atzmai, perish. Kshuhu mufshit. If the oir was already separated from the bosa. The ear upsul, the boss, and then upsul happened in the boss, at amiratza lo oir. So the dam is matter the oir. Shuhu im a boss, b'noilud by psul, koidem zrike, areyu ki yoitza boy. So he's just like the boss, so just like the boss didn't become mutter, so the oir also doesn't become mutter. Acha zrike hurza boss, sha'acha shefshitenu boir le kahanim. Al mekshum v'abosu v'nifsal kaidem zrike yaitze l'sayfe. V'achi leipsul kaidem shchite. Shohu v'akaidem ha-kese. V'may lo yaitze yo l'sayfe. Be'etzem, others want to say, that I think the Masho says this, that could be the psul of the korban is with the zrike, not with the shchite. They say also it's with the shchite. But if you learn the psul is with the zrike, so it could be it is speaking about that they made the shchita, and then they were mafshit the oil. They delayed the zrik a little bit, but they were mafshit the oil. And then it would be muta, then it would become nesa. But our Taisus learns that it's apostle of shchita, not only it's apostle of zrik. So Melsa Taisus says, so b'shah shchita zichet, the oil was mechubet to the boso, so it has the dinim of the boss, so that should be also banom, yaitzel esreif.